When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network as well. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Got a four-man Junks show getting you through this Tuesday, December 3rd. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. Jason Bishop is also here.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning to you. John Paul Flame here, too.
Stayed up a little too late watching that Monday Night Football game, but it was fun. A
lot of points scored in that one. And Eric Bickle, that rounds out your Junks foursaw.
Buddy. I gotta warn you something. I'm going to put it out there. It's embarrassing, but I'm going to put it out there. So my teeth are bothering me again.
Okay. Yes. All right. Okay. Yeah.
And I had to call. I had to get amoxicillin because obviously something else was going on. I got another infection or something. And then I was reading about how garlic is a natural, it's a natural antibacterial, I think it is.
Okay.
And it has some other pain reliever things.
Also so keeps vampires away in case you're worried about that.
Well, to keep your wife away, yeah. I promise you that. I was chewing on garlic cloves last night. So, and now I was just drinking milk and eating yogurt, which is supposed to offset the effects of it. But if I reek of garlic,
I apologize.
I don't know if I like garlic, but I'm not like off put by it. Like if somebody's eating garlic, it doesn't affect me.
When I smell it on a human, it's repulsive.
Whole Flakes, he had garlic bread with his dinner last night.
Well, I like that, too.
Bread isn't delicious.
I like that. But when I smell it on a human,
You're repulsed by it.
It's repulsed by it. And I'll tell you, have you guys ever chewed on a little garlic things or whatever?
Never.
The pain reliever aspect of it is incredible. That's like, it's unbelievable.
Has healing powers? I didn't know.
Well, unbelievable.
There's also an old school thought that it's a remedy for never being sick. Like if you
my
eat
buddy
garlic,
takes it when he has a cold.
Yeah, I got a friend who takes it like a pill every day.
Okay,
garlic, and he says he hasn't been sick in a decade.
Didn't Larry King trumpet it?
Like for your heart.
I feel like 25 years ago,
it's Larry King.
When we were driving to work, and I would hear commercials on WJFK during the Don and Mike show. It was Larry King promoting garlic.
100%.
Love those bits.
But I didn't know the power of it. I was like, let me just try this garlic thing. Let me just see. And I took a big ass thing. It was about this big. It was about the size of a Super Bowl. I put it in my mouth. I started chewing it. When you chew it, there's something in there. I think it's called acillin
All right.
that is released. Within 30 seconds, my mouth was on fire. Mm. It felt like I put Novocaine. First of all, the pain relieving felt, you feel it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too much.
Yeah.
I had to go over to my sink and just spit it all out. I thought I almost nuked my mouth. Like I'm an idiot.
Didn't you go to the dentist last week for the root canal?
I had the root canal 2 weeks ago, right? And I'm supposed to wait to go to my regular doctor for other things. And then my mouth has a lot of issues. I started to feel pain again, and I've learned that means there's some sort of bacterial infection. So I just immediately called and said I need amoxicillin. And so, but it takes a day or two. It takes a day or two for it to kick in.
Right, you got to take it for 10 days.
Yeah, and I get
finish the regimen.
I get to take it. He tells me you can take two for the first dose. Here it is.
big pill jar.
But it takes 24 hours and 36 hours for it to kick in. Hmm. And again, I've said this to you guys. You guys are blessed. You got great kids, great wives, great families, all of you. Great, everything. Hmm. You don't have tooth pain. Might be your greatest blessing.
Well, yeah, blessed
because
by that.
Tooth pain is excruciating. So,
well,
anyway.
I'm glad that you went to the dentist a few weeks ago because you reminded. Yeah, and when I went 3 weeks ago, he said, you got a cavity. So I got to go in and fill the cavity next Tuesday. Not very happy about it. It's only my second cavity ever. But I'm glad you told me about it because I wouldn't have gone to the dentist probably.
Had you felt any pain before?
No, it was pretty
I sometimes
minor.
Wonder about those cavity diagnoses.
No, yeah,
no he showed it to me on the x-ray. He goes, here it is.
You see the cracks. You see the lines. the darkness.
I just look at the x-rays. I'm like, whatever. I mean, it's usually...
I'd rather do it because I assume that if I don't do it and I don't get it filled, then eventually it's going to start giving me pain.
I go so often. Like, next time I go, I'm telling him, no x-rays. Like, I don't care.
Keep the radiation away.
Yeah, I mean, I've had enough x-rays.
Right.
So let's just guess, or let's just do nothing, or do your best instinct. No more x-rays. I had like 4 or 5 a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing another 4 or 5 today. Just not doing it. Even though they say now they have it dialed down. It's not like it used to be. It's very, very specific.
It's like when I tell my doctor, don't hit me on the knee with the hammer. I don't need it. My reflexes are good. I have the reflexes of a cat.
Test.
I don't like it when he hits me on the knee with a hammer. So
who does?
Nobody likes it.
Anyway, right. Drab, have you ever done it? Have you ever chewed and felt that? Do you guys know, like, have you ever had anything? You guys are like the healthiest guys ever. Have you ever taken like a Novocaine patch or felt anything?
Never.
An Ambisol? Have you ever used Ambisol in your mouth for like a cold sore or something? Like that numbing effect?
Not really.
I've had some canker sores in my mouth that hurt like a bastard, but I don't think I've ever used the Ambisol. No.
Like something like that. That pain thing, that relief that you get, that feeling, the garlic gives that to you.
Didn't know that.
It's amazing.
Hmm.
Now, you smell like ass, probably.
Sure.
So, I don't know. Tell me if you think I smell.
Oh.
I did what you're supposed to do to... fight it.
You brushed your teeth. You used Listerine this morning.
I used mouthwash this morning, but as I was taking it, I did yogurt and milk.
Listerine.
I drank milk. That's
what
offset.
I don't know if that's going to be a good combo to breathe into my face.
No, I won't breathe in your face. I'll breathe near you.
All right, I'll try to catch a whiff.
All right.
I mean,
not too bad.
I blew my nose this morning, so I should be at 75% or 80% of smelling capacity.
Not too bad.
I didn't smell anything too offensive.
Thank you.
All right, there you go.
So I think you're good.
Casey, did you see your guy? Your beard looks nice and tight.
I saw my man Jonathan pre-Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Now it's going to start.
I'm just noticing it today.
It's going to start getting unruly because I won't maintain it. And then I'll have to go back pre-Christmas, which is, 22 days away? You sleep on the fact that Christmas is 22 days away.
No, I don't, because today is December 3rd. It's my 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I can't believe it's 25 years.
What's on the docket for the year 25 anniversary?
I don't know. It's a good question. Dinner somewhere.
Taco Tuesday.
She might want to go somewhere a little nicer than Taco Tuesday.
Nice. Maybe your annual.
That's going a little too far. Can't I just start with a dinner?
Yeah. It's a bridge too far.
So, right, Matt, 25 years.
That's impressive. Silver. You got to get her silver.
I got her something. I don't want to say yet because she hadn't opened it. I don't want her to get back to her. No, I got her something. Yeah. A little nicer.
Open Road Distillery gift card.
Did you actually, hold on. Yeah. Let me ask you something. Can I say this? Did you open the cheeks or did you get hooked?
No, no. I opened the cheeks.
You did.
Very good.
See about.
Are you sure you didn't re-gift?
That's pretty expensive.
That's a pretty good
outlay. I spent
that
on a plane ticket yesterday.
You can give Babe here some Scotty's vodka.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I had to go on a plane ticket, I would have spent that too.
Yeah.
Would you spend that?
I bought my wife like $5,000 diamond earrings at one point.
Yeah, that's a pretty. That's
20
pretty
years ago.
One.
Yeah, but
no,
what about 25
kidding.
Years?
Within 7 or 8 years, yeah.
When was your 25th anniversary?
I don't know.
2 years before.
So he's not going to remember what he got.
I feel like you were married in 96. So do
I was
math.
Married in 96, but I think I got that maybe like for 20th anniversary or something.
All right.
I think I'm like on 28.
Use your Golfdom gift card to get her a nice skirt?
No, I didn't. Sure there was no gift cards involved.
No re-gifting.
No.
It wasn't like in your mom's drawer.
No,
and
it was not. Not in my mom's drawer. Where would my mom's drawer be?
I don't know. Like when you cleaned out the house and you had some nice jewelry, and then you said,
no,
oh, this is going to be silly for 25th anniversary.
It's a very nice gift.
Right. Good for you.
So 25 years.
Excellent. What do you think she's going to give you?
She got me. I told her I didn't want anything. She's got us. I woke up this morning, walked down to my kitchen, and there was a picture of her and I.
Oh, very nice.
Happy 25th.
Also, a FanDuel Reload
card. Did you get a
coming.
Creeper?
No, but I might later.
You might get a creeper today?
Possibly.
Really?
Yeah, I was watching something on TV.
He's an emotional guy.
He's an emotional guy.
Yeah.
I was watching something on TV yesterday, and I got a creeper thinking about just the evolution of life.
Right,
and
passage of time.
Everything's passing.
Your mortality.
Maybe it was a Hallmark movie.
Oh, you can't watch
it. It was probably a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Eric, yeah. I'd cry too if I spent that much and I got a picture.
Yeah, but Matt, I told her I don't want anything.
Yeah. Because you're a miser.
Because if I spend it,
I'm spending
it on myself.
Yeah, yeah. Understood.
There's no income on that side.
I got a creeper yesterday because I can't hit my tight draw anymore. Right? I'm a new driver. I'm just hitting a little.
I probably won't play golf until freaking. I mean, unless I go south, I'm probably not going to play
Badge
until
of honor.
March.
Badge of honor. My foursome was the only group on the golf course yesterday.
I can't believe you played. It was 30 degrees.
So cold.
32 degrees.
There's no way it was fun. Don't tell me it was fun.
Wasn't fun. No, it's fun when you like have a good hole.
Of course.
But
the
what's not fun.
Four and a half hours
here's
was
what's not fun.
Fun.
Here's what's not fun. Hitting a 80-yard 60-degree wedge, straight up in the air,
right.
Basically perfect, hitting the green.
Right. And it goes...
Yeah, the ice green.
Yes.
And then it rolled 40 yards.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you know is going to happen when you're playing in 30
degrees. Did not know that.
Oh. Well, now you do.
I didn't know that.
Super firm greens.
I'm playing with guys. I think I told these guys. Did I tell you on the air yet? I play with a group of guys that bought a drill last year to drill their tees into the ground.
What?
Because in the winter, the ground's so frozen,
you
can't get your tee in the ground. Mm-hmm. So they have in their bag a drill.
You need Hercules to put it in.
It's a dedicated group?
That is. That's a group that thinks of
now,
everything.
Now, I'm not sure it's helping me or hurting me.
I'm just worried that one of these guys might keel over. It's so cold. You play with the oldsters.
Well, they have heated vests.
Yeah, I got my heated vest.
And I gave him the link. He bought it within 2 seconds. Valdez bought it immediately. He didn't even investigate it. He just looked at it and said, "Oh, I need that. And he ordered it right away.
Matt, are you playing this week? It's going to be 40 degrees tops all week.
Here's the problem is that they send out the tee times. Mm-hmm. There's a group of about 30 people, mm-hmm. all right, that you can
that
claim.
Will play that, at this time.
Well, I don't know if they will, but there's a group of 30 people. We got
that
a whole
diehards.
Hidden Creek
yeah.
group chat and everything. And they send out the tee times for the mornings on Saturday and Sunday. And then the guy said, this is for all you sickos.
Yeah.
All right. So they have the times claimed. Now, I don't want to be the first one that claims the time, and then all of a sudden they have to back out because I'm the only person who has a tee time. So I'm waiting for other people to see if they will play, because I would definitely be down to play, especially on a bye week on Sunday.
Don't let anybody bully you.
Well, I just don't want to be the first. I don't want to be the first one to commit
because it's embarrassing.
Kind of.
You're that desperate to play?
A little bit.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten an email from the old man group about Wednesday. Right. So I don't.
Actually, Wednesday's going to be the warmest day. I think 42 degrees.
I know. I saw that.
No, but here's the thing, and I've learned this.
I love playing golf, but I cannot play in 30s and 40s. I can't do it.
I understand that.
I'm prepared for it.
I'm not mocking you.
I'm not prepared for it.
My stance used to be 50 plus.
Right.
Okay? But now I got into with these sickos, and they sent me videos of hitting balls off frozen lakes. They're sick. And so now they've dropped. Now I've tried it here, but here's what I have learned: if the sun's out, this is a newsbreaker bulletin, whatever.
Play
breaking
the
news
sounder.
Breaking news sounder. Yeah. The sun is remarkable. When the
but
sun
he
is
pretty important.
The sun's remarkable. When the sun's behind the clouds,
yeah,
it feels like it's -200.
Yeah.
When the sun pops out,
it helps.
It feels like it's 80.
Of course. Well, as long as it's not windy.
Same thing with the wind. When the wind's blowing.
The wind's blowing, it feels like it's -200.
Sure.
As long as it's not windy.
No. I never pay attention. You know I don't pay attention to that stuff.
I know,
attention.
Head in the sand.
But when you're out there in 32 degrees and the sun hides behind a cloud, and now you literally think you're going to freeze to death.
Oh.
You notice.
Sure, you better bring that hot chocolate.
But then
out of
the sun comes out, it's like the gates of heaven open. And all of a sudden, you feel the warmth immediately. It's an incredible.
He's just not realizing how important the sun is.
Right.
And
he said he doesn't notice the moon ever. He probably never noticed the sun.
No, I noticed the sun.
Besides the fact that you can see.
Okay, first of all, there is sarcasm, as you like to say. I am involved in sarcasm.
I know.
But you never, I would say this, when it's 70, why is this? Why is it when it's, say you're at the, when it's 70 degrees and the sun hides behind the clouds, you don't notice as much when it pops in and out between clouds.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's 30 degrees and it hides behind the clouds, you notice it like so much.
It's a psychological thing because it's not an actual difference in temperature, that much of a difference in temperature.
Oh, no. It feels like you put a heater on
my
skin.
No, I understand. What I'm telling you, you're not listening to me. It's a psychological thing. Because it's going to be sunny.
Hold on.
It's going to be a sunny day today.
Yeah.
But the temperature is still going to be in the 30s. So if the sun was behind the clouds, it still would be in the 30s, and you'd say, ooh.
No. If the sun was behind the clouds, the temperature would drop to 20.
No, incorrect. I'm sorry, it's just incorrect.
I respectfully disagree.
At the peak of the day, the temperature is not going to be that much of a difference.
I respectfully disagree.
Okay.
When the sun is behind the clouds, if I took a temperature,
there's not a 15 degree temperature.
It's a good sun difference. Montage, Valdez.
No, it feels like that.
I know it feels like it, but I'm telling you, it's a psychological thing because
I don't think my brain's that smart.
It's going to be, look. All right. Forget it.
Indisposed.
Will we get a blister in the sun?
I don't know.
So
I saw them live at the HF Festival. They were pretty good.
The Femmes?
The Violent Femmes,
oh,
yeah.
Matt Valdez, did you, Matt Valdez is going to the Army-Navy game in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's got a lot of planning
and
behind the scenes.
He's taking a Chariots for Hire van there with him and his, like, 15 buddies.
There's 17 total people.
17
yeah.
people.
Oh, my God. What a drunk fest.
And he's trying to get a hook job for the parking space the stadium.
Do you have Chariots for Hire? You already got them locked
in? Yeah, I already got them locked
up. I hooked them up on that.
Yeah. Yeah. But you need a specific bus/RV pass
right.
for the lots when you have a large bus. But I found out yesterday that the academies control the RV and bus passes.
So you need someone from Navy to reach out. And of course,
We are Team Army.
Oh, you're Team Army.
Okay,
but you have connections at I'm Team Navy.
I'm Team Navy.
Just Team Annapolis. Navy.
Oh, Army beat Navy.
Yeah.
So I contacted the people at Northwest Federal.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
they don't control it.
Mm. And they said, you know, why don't you try SeatGeek on the secondary market? Do you know how much an RV pass for the secondary market goes for?
I would say
$250.
$400.
$1,300.
Well, you're not going to do that, obviously.
Well, if there's 17 people and everybody pitches in.
A Hunsky?
I think it would come out to about $140 a man.
Uh-huh. All right.
There's also a way that someone can get a regular parking pass, go up to the game, kind of reserve a spot in the lot, and then the bus can drop you off like at the ride share. Then you just walk on over.
Sounds like a lot of moving parts.
Trust me, I'm playing Tetris over here.
Yeah.
So the connection from Northwest Bank yesterday couldn't help you because of that fact.
Yes, because they don't control the RV bus lots. It's the academies have control over it.
I was hoping to hook you up.
I know. I appreciate it. Thank you. Shocker. Yeah, we had one hookup, and I went after
you want
it.
To just try J-Dub? Just try J-Dub, see if he has the same answer?
I will definitely reach out to J-Dub
you should do that.
Biting the bullet for
$1,300. Exhaust all your resources.
Because he actually works for the team. Your connection with Northwest, isn't it just the rich person that spends money there?
His connection's right here.
Well, they own the naming rights to the stadium.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a lot of...
They should have some clout.
Clout, okay. And they have a lot of things disposable to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But Jason will be the backup plan. If that doesn't work, then we're kind of scrambled.
Well, mm-hmm. I think somebody from Navy that listens to the show can help you out.
Well, they're not going to get sliced with that. I told them I'm Team Army.
Yeah,
well,
why would you say that?
Because I'm Team Army now. I am Team Army.
Why?
Why so vociferous behind
the Army?
Because
his group is Army.
Yeah, because the first time I went in Philadelphia, it was with everyone who was Team Army, and they said, we're going to convert you, and by the end of the day, they converted me.
And they
won.
I think it's great.
I get sized to sing second.
My nephew is in the Naval Academy. He's a whatever sophomore is. What is this?
I don't know what they're
second
called.
Second year?
Yeah.
I don't know. They call them plebes and all that stuff. I don't know.
Plebes are like the freshmen. Or, yeah. The incoming freshmen, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The plebers.
The plebes are the ones that have to climb the grease pole and grab whatever's at the top of the pole.
I think he had to do all that. I think he's a sophomore, whatever a sophomore is. I guess it's a sophomore.
Yeah, probably a sophomore.
He'll be at that game. But I'm definitely
the group goes every year,
yeah.
No matter where it is.
Hmm.
Spend a lot of money for their tickets too,
right?
Or donate a lot of money.
It's fun.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
There's nothing more patriotic. If you love college football, you have to go to an Army Navy game. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's right here in the city. I mean,
I'm starting to fall back in love with college football. I've been out for 4 years, busy every Saturday, so I'm starting to get back into it.
With 2 weeks left.
but I mean, for the future.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right, coming up on the show today on a Tuesday, we've got Neil Greenberg joining us from the Washington Post. He'll be on the show at 7:40. And we'll talk to Brian Robinson Jr. from the Washington Commanders for his weekly segment. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. When we come back, we'll recap the wild Monday night game in Denver between the Browns and the Broncos. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.